superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You're going into a gunfight with a spoon with Cam Newton as a quarterback in 2020.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Dog, what are you talking about?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Can't believe you hung on for 2 hours to ask me if you think the Seahawks are going to blow the Jets out. Oh my gosh, the answer is yes.
Touchdown! Seahawks!
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We have got wide open spaces. Our guests scheduled to appear. Called in Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, Travis Kelce of your Kansas City Chiefs. He has the most passing yards in the National Football League through 14 weeks. He's a tight end, by the way. He's got a 99 rating. Tyreek Hill does not. Try to stir that one up a little bit. Jim Irsay, the owner and CEO of the Indianapolis Colts, just called in. Made it seem like this is definitely not a one and done for Philip. Or he's like, the door's open.
Yeah,
door's always open for Andrew Luck. Doesn't sound like Andrew wants to walk through it, though, quite frankly. And it was just an interesting chat with Jim Irsay, as it always is here on the show. And we got to get him back because Ryan Leaf texted in here, and I didn't see it. Ryan Leaf came on this show two summers ago with a letter that Hunter S. Thompson had written to Jim Irsay telling him to take the Leaf kid over Peyton Manning. And I had totally forgotten about all of that.
Yeah, me too.
So we've got to get Jim back on the show, like come back on to talk about that. But there's obviously so much to discuss with an owner in the NFL. So Jim, it was an interesting chat with him. According to Mike Triplett, who covers the New Orleans Saints for The Athletic, he's been on, for ESPN, my bad, asked if Drew Brees could return to practice this week, Sean Payton, quote unquote, we'll see. We will see.
I had that in the news.
That's okay. You'll do the news in about 20 minutes' time. It's a new audience.
All right.
And that's right back at you since you stomped all over my introduction to Travis Kelce earlier.
That's true.
I guess we're out of sync as an offense today. We'll see. New Orleans sitting now at the 2 seed.
Wow.
Because Green Bay beat New Orleans in week 4. That was their last loss. Pardon me, week 3. My bad. Green Bay went into New Orleans in week 3 on a Sunday night and beat the Saints to send them to 1-2. They had not lost all the way up until yesterday. So Green Bay, because of that tie break, putting it on the table right now, saying we're the 1 seed, New Orleans is not. I do not know, quite honestly, how the tiebreak would be affected if there was a third team in from the NFC West, either the Rams or the Seahawks, and how that would all affect everything based on conference record and who gets eliminated due to head-to-head records and things of that nature. But that could greatly complicate things as for us to figure out. But right now it's simple. Packers over Saints because Packers beat Saints in week 3 and they're both 10-3. So there's that piece of information. over in the AFC, it's a big game tonight, a huge game tonight. The last time the Bills made the playoffs, it's because Andy Dalton, Ohio-based quarterback, beat the Ravens in Week 17. The Bills would clinch a playoff spot if Ohio-based quarterback Baker Mayfield beats the Ravens tonight. I don't know if Bills fans will donate copiously to Baker's foundation the same way they did to Andy Dalton's a few years ago. But that's the same situation tonight. Don't tell me. Don't ask me to explain why. But the team that could join the Bills at 10-3 is the team that can clinch them a playoff spot. I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be something that the Ravens would be closest to the Bills to beat them or something like that. I don't know. But it is the case. The Bills would clinch a playoff spot, and thus next week's game against Miami would be for the division. I mean, pardon me, they don't play Miami. They play them at the end of the week, end of the year. Buffalo's next game after this one, pardon me, is a Saturday game. It's going to kick off the Saturday doubleheader. I should know that. I did about 15 promos for it yesterday on game day morning. So Buffalo's in Denver, which had a pretty nice win in Carolina yesterday.
They sure did. Drew Lock had 4 touchdowns.
So that's the update right there in the playoff race, as the Chiefs are now the one seed. They play New Orleans next. I would say this, as much as Taysom Hill is Taysom Hill and how he has played well, I think they need Breeze back for this one.
I think they need Breeze to make any hay in the playoffs.
I think they need Breeze back for this one, for sure. And that's the issue, is New Orleans the rest of the way is got Kansas City at home, then Minnesota at home at Carolina. And the Packers have Carolina at home on Saturday night on NFL Network. Then they have a Tennessee Sunday nighter. How about that one? That's a pretty big one for both teams. Tennessee at Green Bay Sunday nighter in Week 16 to wrap up Christmas weekend. And then
that's monster.
At Chicago.
Trubisky.
Let's take some phone calls here on the Rich Eisen Show. Shane in Boulder, Colorado has been holding on forever and a day. What's up, Shane?
Hey, how's it going, Rich? How's it going, guys?
What's going on in your
What's
mind?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I got a couple, just 2 quick things to say. The second one you'll like a lot. First thing about the Bears, Trubisky still sucks. you take the Bears defense and you switch it with the Texans defense. I don't know if the Bears win a game this year. And the Texans might be a playoff team. The Bears' defense wins us games, not our offense. Trubisky sucks. Second thing. So with the Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan situation and how much money they're getting paid next year, do you see a situation with like how the Texans traded Brock Osweiler in a second-round pick
right
to the Cleveland Browns just to get rid of that contract? Do you see the Atlanta Falcons or the Eagles doing that possibly?
Well, I don't think Atlanta's going to be the place for him. At all. I think the place for Carson Wentz would wind up being is Indianapolis for 2 reasons.
No, I'm saying, do you see Atlanta trading Matt Ryan and or Eagles trading Carson Wentz for a second round pick to other teams?
No,
just to get rid of their contract.
I mean
that's what the Houston Texans.
No, I know. Osweiler. What I think is, thanks for the call, Shane. I don't think Atlanta's trading Matt Ryan. I don't believe so. I don't think Atlanta's trading Matt Ryan. I think whoever's coming in is going to have to win with Matt Ryan, and the same thing for the Lions with whoever's got the Lions job is with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, who would be more likely to get moved?
Really? I mean, I think that's the issue. And the next up on the drafting the successor list is Matt Ryan, I think.
Yeah, he's older. He's 36.
Right, so that's the idea here. That's the idea for Atlanta. And for the Eagles, yeah, they're going to have to trade somebody. First of all, let's take it one step at a time as we're about to get to Overreaction Monday. And I might be cannibalizing the whole Hurts. I'm sure Jalen is part of your Overreaction Monday.
Yes.
Okay. The first things first with the Carson Wentz thing is how is Hurts going to finish up the rest of the season? I think he's going to play well. I think we got a glimpse. All right. at least he's going to not take 50 sacks over a span of 12 games, and he's not going to hobble the run game because, you know, he can't take off at the same manner in which Jalen Hurts can. I mean, let's be honest. All the mesh point stuff that he would be doing, what are you going to do? Carson, what are you going to take Carson off? Is Carson going to really come around the end here? So Hurts gives him a better option here, and let's see how it plays out. So that's that. Then you have to sit here and think, is Carson Wentz reclaimable here in Philadelphia? You got to also figure out what you're doing with your staff. Is it time for Peterson to go? Will Peterson want out? We have no idea what's going on in behind the scenes. He may want out, and he could look over the steering wheel at a bunch of jobs, like, say, with Deshaun Watson or Justin Herbert, and want those jobs. Or the one with Trevor Lawrence. Honestly, like, I've heard head coaches who you think definitely want to stay or should stay force their way out because they didn't like the situation. So I don't know. Those are all steps. And then you have to decide, is Wentz reclaimable here? If he is not, then you got to trade him. Who's going to want him? Would Indianapolis take him? I said, again, last hour, if you're an owner, like we just interviewed, Jim Irsay, hey, Jim, we can get a new quarterback. He's not yet 30. It's going to cost us a pick and on the hook for a little less than nine figures. Or somebody who's younger will not cost us it wouldn't cost a high pick. They would get an extra pick. That's right. They would get an extra pick, but it would cost a lot of money. They would have to trade the pick for the younger guy, but not as much money. I'd take the younger guy and not as much money.
It's always a safe
move. Who's going to take Wentz? In the meantime, if I'm the Eagles and we're now lockstep, worry about that when it comes. Let's try and win football games with Jalen Hurts. And next up is Kyler Murray in the Lincoln Riley Bowl. 844-204-RICH number to dial. We'll take a phone call right after this Overreaction Monday here on this Rich Eisen Show. Hit it, please.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
All right, we hit on this a little bit in the first hour, Rich, but the Bears would be in the playoffs if they stuck with Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, that's an overreaction.
What do you mean? He's been amazing the last 3 weeks.
That would be an overreaction. Yeah. Foles beat Brady. When do you think Trubisky would have been better? Is that what you're saying? If they didn't go switch to Foles? If they stuck with Trubisky all along, they'd be better than 6-7.
They went with Mitch the whole year.
Would you say Trubisky's been amazing, literally using that phrase, amazing, over the last 3 weeks?
He's like a top five fantasy quarterback in the last 3 weeks.
I don't know how that's a metric for real football. I mean they look terrible. He looked terrible against Green Bay. I don't care how he had a great fantasy fourth quarter, all that garbage points that meant nothing.
10 touchdowns, last three
Whatever.
Games. That's a lot.
Onward. All right. I dispatch with a wave of the hand.
Wow.
Dismissed.
Wow. I didn't think I'd be so dismissed on that. Sunday Night Football, Bills look great. They can go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs.
That's not an overreaction. I just don't know. As I told you earlier, my concern is they do not have the run game to keep Patrick on his tush on the bench, if that's the way it's got to go. If Mahomes is showing up dialed in and everyone's dialed in and he's putting points up, you need to make sure that he sits there for at least 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes of time if you can. And they got to put together drives like they did to start the second half of the game last night. They've got to get Singletary going. They got to get Zach Moss going. And I don't know, man. That's my genuine concern. Because, I would think that the Browns might have a better chance if they can put...
Oh.
Yes, I told you. The Browns are the Titans. The better chance to run the ball down their throats and keep him on the bench. And when he comes in and he does his crazy-ass back pedal throwing off his back foot to throw it to his tight end, who's leading the league in receiving 50 yards down the field, if he does that, make sure it's another 7-8 minutes until he tries it again. I don't know if the Bills are equipped.
So you're going with the better run game than the better quarterback
last
to beat the
Chiefs. Last year, as we know, they fell behind in every single playoff game that they had. I'll throw the Texans one out, okay? But the other teams, what did they have? A stout run game and a stout defense that can go rush the passer and put pressure on them. That's what they had. The Titans and the Niners had that. Who can do that this year? The Titans have Henry. I don't know about the defense. And also a quarterback that can play action and beat you deep. Right now, that's the Cleveland Browns. I know people don't want to believe it. And it may not age well by tonight. But I'm just looking at the way things are matching up. But the Bills have Josh Allen. That's the difference maker, and I love him. The run game might not be able to keep Mahomes nailed to his bench like they're going to need it to happen twice, three times in a game. What else do you have?
Team the Bills played last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to be one and done in the playoffs.
Oh, man. I would counsel against that idea right now. That's an overreaction. That's still Big Ben. They still have those receivers if they can catch. And they need James Conner to start balling out like Le'Veon Bell. How does that sound? Not run and catch like Le'Veon Bell, but just run it. Run it like Lev. Give me 100 yards like week one. Give me 100 yards, James Conner. Give me 100 yards in a playoff game. I got to have it because Ben can't wing it around 50 times and try and win it. They would be more apt to be one and done if they have to visit the Colts or Tennessee in week one. But I think they still win this division. They should. They're two in front as we're sitting here. To 1.5 now.
1.5.
What do you got over there, Chris? What else?
Let's talk about the Saints. Disappointing game yesterday out of them. They're going to be one and done without Drew Brees.
Oh, no, I can't say that. That defense didn't have as great a game, but they still didn't get lit up.
Miles Sanders is still running.
I know that. I know they gave up 200-yard rushers. I understand that. But in terms of their points, I still believe in the defense. I told you this is a defensive team dressed in offensive guru and goat clothing. I know that's Peyton. I know it's Breeze. I know it's Michael Thomas. But it's the defense, and we saw the defense was susceptible yesterday. I think that was just an off day. That's an overreaction. They're not one and done in the playoffs. Without Breeze.
Without Breeze.
No, sir. I won't say that at all. What else, Chris?
Let's stick in the NFC, Rich. Packers are going to the Super Bowl.
Why not? Why not, indeed? Why not? Aaron Rodgers playing as well as he's playing. Devontae Adams is playing as well as he's playing. Quarterback, receiver, running back. Name me a better three. Name me a better trio in the NFL right now. Mahomes. I mean, running back. If you're going quarterback, receiver, tight end, the Chiefs have got it. Okay?
Right.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Le'Veon Bell.
I mean, Devontae Adams, man.
Is off the charts.
Unbelievable.
Right, and so is Rodgers, and so is Aaron Jones. And defensively, they just need to play, just give up one fewer touchdown. That's it. That's all I'm asking. And I think they can win the Super Bowl this year. I really do. That's not an overreaction.
Okay.
That's in the realm.
Defense is good enough?
That's in the realm of possible.
All right.
I told you the NFC, anybody could beat anybody, and that includes the Packers. So, and the Packers have Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, and Devontae Adams. Name me a better trio in the NFL right now.
Can't do it.
Onward. What else?
Let's talk about the Titans. Their running back, Derrick Henry, has a realistic shot at 2,000 yards this year. About 150 a game for the last three games. He could do it.
Okay.
Derrick Henry should be in the MVP mix.
Yes. Yes, he should. He won't be. And again, I would love to have like first place, second place, third place votes. I would love to get that system in here as opposed to only vote for first place. He won't get a single vote.
You don't think he'll get a single vote?
No.
If you're looking at value, though, this guy is off the charts valuable. Without him, the Titans wouldn't come close to 9.
That is correct. I agree. But you got Mahomes balling out, Rodgers balling out. That's the end of that story. He would finish top three.
I think so.
Potentially the way that he's running, certainly if he finishes like this. And again, I earlier, if you missed it, I inducted Derrick Henry into the Pro Football Hall of Fame based solely on his stats against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, honestly, it's absurd.
It's fair. All right, one more. The Raiders, Rich, that ship be sinking.
I agree. I agree. I totally agree. I've ridden the Raiders for much of the year. Again, they've got thumpers in a lot of the spots, but last 3 weeks, it's just fallen apart. I mean, totally fallen apart. Jets put 15 unanswered against them, almost win that game. And then the autumn wind is a pirate on a ship with a large defensive gash on its side. Carr is making mistakes. He's not nearly as efficient. Jacobs got hurt. And at 7-6, I the Ravens might be tied with them. They have a better conference record. But I don't think, you know, the Dolphins, I think, beat New England this week. And then they've got the, then Miami finishes up against Vegas. That'll be their last stand right there. If they don't beat two of them, that's a total wrap. They could still make it at 10-6, but I don't see three straight wins in them right now. Not the way they've been playing the last month. It's a shame. I love them, too. But Mayock will give more pirates for the ship, and Gruden will try and win with Derek Carr, I'm imagining. I'm telling you, man, I'm in higher register with them. The Ravens might not be finished yet. They win tonight, they're in good shape. Because the Baltimore Ravens' final games are against Jacksonville, the Giants, and Cincinnati. Those are winnable games.
Kornacki last night had them at the higher percentage.
Well, that's what Pro Football Focus is looking at the final three weeks. But, you know, as we've proven in 2020, you can't just sit here and say that team's absolutely beating that team. The Giants could turn around and turn into world beaters again. I have no idea. Where the hell did the Arizona defense come? I mean, Chandler, they haven't had anything like that since Chandler Jones went out. That's Overreaction Monday. Your phone calls, Chris Brockman with a news update, which includes an injury update from Tampa. And also, Bill Cowher gave a direct quote about his interest in the Jets job after Boomer Esiason floated otherwise. That's coming up. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. So the Browns, when they are done with a nationally televised Monday night game, will get ready for a Sunday night game in New Jersey against the Giants team that, the minute they got flexed into Sunday night football, fell apart. They looked terrible against the Arizona Cardinals. Terrible. I mean, absolutely, positively brutal. Daniel Jones looked like he didn't know which way was up. And, that's not true. The way up was from flat on his back because Hassan Reddick had put him on it five straight times. I mean, that was insane. That was insane. And I just know this for a fact because I was going against the Arizona Cardinals defense. Just, you want to ask, I was going against the Arizona Cardinals defense. David Montgomery ripped off an 80-yard touchdown on his first carry. Calvin Ridley, who had 100 yards receiving. Mike Gesicki, who had two touchdowns. Man, you ever get the feeling that the fantasy gods are saying it's not your week?
I played against Montgomery, Diggs, Mike Davis, and I had Arizona on my bench.
Oh, boy. We're done for fantasy. My two boys got bounced, too. It's a bad fantasy weekend for the Rich Eisen Show. We're back here on our radio affiliates. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. Let's take a phone call before we get to your news update, if you don't mind, Christopher. Let's go to Josh in Virginia. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Rich. How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
What's happening?
I got a pretty hot take for you on the Overreaction Monday. I think, in retrospect, the better draft pick was Chase Young for the Washington football team over Joe Burrow. You see what this defense can do. This dude's a beast. Upset the Steelers, and I think going forward long-term, it'll be a better pick and it'll play out well.
Hold on a minute. Do you want me to grab the hot take plank right now, or what do you want me to do?
Please do. Grab the hot take plank because it's going right up there.
Man, he's grabbing it too. No joke. We got the new plank, and he's holding it.
I usually bring it out on a Monday. Usually it's on a Tuesday, but I'll tell you this, man. I can't agree with you there just yet. I mean, Burrow was in line for our Offensive Rookie of the Year. You know, there's no question about it. and the Bengals need him in the worst way. And he was definitely a leader, and a guy was taking his chop, was taking his hits, right in the chops over and over again, and the Bengals need that quarterback. And so I think he would, you know, if the Bengals had Chase Young, they'd probably still be, what, 2-10-1, right? I mean, I think they might be 3-9-1, maybe. You know what I mean?
And I think the football team is certainly, I mean, with the NFC East, right, they're going to lock that up for sure. You know, but going forward, if you're the football team, you know now that we can find a game manager. We could find a like Alex Smith quarterback and probably still do well, knowing that our defense can hold its own. But that was just my overreaction today, and I just want to hear your thoughts.
There you go. That's my thoughts. Chase Young is dynamite.
He might not be off on that, Rich.
Chase. What, that Chase Young is more is going to wind up being more? Look, if he's Lawrence Taylor, then great. I mean, you know.
Chase Young is he is everything that they said he was.
Exactly.
That guy is a monster.
No, I know that. And obviously Del Rio and Ron Rivera know how to coach him.
Yeah.
So he's in a spot where he's in a really good spot.
So let me ask you, if say Joe Burrow doesn't hurt his knee, are you looking at Joe Burrow, like who we love, as one of the all-time greats?
I don't know. Let me ask you this. Aikman's first year, how did he feel to you?
Ooh. I mean, our team was horrible.
How did he feel to you?
But you could see that he was
right.
Talented.
So the same thing as Joe, we were saying the same thing about Joe Burrow. You know?
I think I'm on this Chase Young thing.
I hear you. And Washington football team fans should be very, very excited about it. You know? Certainly, if you're going to perform as well as you do in your first year as Washington football team, maybe the Cleveland Indians will go with Cleveland baseball team. Or CBC, Cleveland Baseball Club.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that part of your news, or did I just...
No, it's part of my news. I had as an overreaction that Chase Young is going to be in that J.J. Watt, Aaron Donald territory.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
I don't, and I hate the Washington football team.
Is he a grown ass man or what? Chase Young is a grown ass man.
Yes, he is.
He's a grown ass man. He is. You could see that already.
Yeah.
He affected a football game in week 14 of his professional playing career.
And probably before that.
A game wrecker. A game wrecker. And now here comes Seattle. And Chase Young versus Russell Wilson and that offensive line. I'm all in on that.
That'd be a fun one.
And if Alex Smith is healthy, because Dwayne Haskins still, you know, does not appear to be in full command or even close to it.
That's being generous.
I know. I'm trying to be generous here.
You're a nice guy.
Thanks, Chris. All right, Chris, you ready? You have a news update?
I got
there?
Tons
Great.
Of stuff
Let's hit it, please.
On.
Go for it.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Chris, what do you have over there?
Let's start with Bill Cowher, guys. So he talked to Rich Cimini of ESPN about this report that Boomer Esiason threw out last week, that he'd be interested in the Jets job, that it's the best one out there if it becomes available. Bill Cowher told ESPN, quote, "I have no interest in coaching. I have too much respect for the coaching profession to talk about a job that isn't open. From that perspective, any job that is open, I have no interest in coaching."
Okay, let me handle this two approaches. First approach is what I think I know and what I'm hearing as well. Okay.
Okay.
And what I've seen. It's been a few years, though, but I saw Bill Cowher personally in the role of television analyst when we did Thursday Night Football together. And I know he lives in New York, and I know he's, you know, still relatively new in his second marriage. And I know he loves the life that he has. And I know from what I've heard, his grandchildren are becoming of the age where they're going to be able to get around and know and, you know, live life and travel once we're past this pandemic. And that he's left the coaching life. He's out. He wins every week when he's on CBS. There's a win every week on the board. And then whatever he's doing today, he's not worrying about what just happened and what's lower. Like the coaching life, he's out. So that's one way. And then I, you know, reached out to Rich Cimini of ESPN, and because I told him that this sounded like a parsing of interest. And he said he's definitely out. He said twice, I insisted I'm not interested in coaching. Now then, here's the other thing. I've seen personally all coaches when they're out. They can't get out of their system.
Right.
Coaches cannot get coaching out of their system. Just flat out can't get coaching out of their system. And they also do know as they go on in their careers that the highs of winning do not last nearly as long as they should. And the lows of losing last way much longer than is necessary. They know that, but they can't get out of their blood. Can't. And then I also know the way coaches talk. Put that quote back up, if you don't mind, on the screen. So he says, I have no interest in coaching, which, again, Rich Cimini said he said twice. Next sentence is absolutely a backpedal. I have too much respect for the coaching profession to talk about a job that isn't open. So what do you mean? So if you have no interest in coaching, what does that have to do with respect of the profession? That makes no sense. If you're not interested in coaching, that makes no sense that you've now backpedaled. Then comes the last sentence, which is from that perspective, any job that is open, I have no interest in coaching. Meaning you have interest in coaching a job that is not open, but out of respect for the profession, you won't talk about it. Literally, like if you let him have one more sentence, it would be, I'm interested in coaching a team that rhymes with Mets or Wets. And then if you let him have one more sentence, he would say, bring on Trevor Lawrence. Let's go.
I have no explanation for what happened.
Am I wrong? Like, again, if I'm viewing this like I would view anybody, just in a vacuum, a coach who's been out of it, I would say that's without question a parsing of interest in the New York Jets job.
So he's not going to talk about a job that isn't open. Jets job currently not actually
open.
Available.
Right.
And from that perspective, any job that is open, so that's Texans, Lions, Falcons.
Uninterested.
Not interested in coaching. That's the way I kind of read it.
Well, but he... If you say I have no interest in coaching, that's the end of the subject. There's no reason to say out of respect for the profession, I won't talk about a job that isn't open. And from that perspective, I am not interested in any jobs that are not open. So what does that mean? Do you see what I'm saying? But I also know that he's out. Like, so what does that mean? Like, if Woody Johnson says, hey, everybody, I am back from the UK. I am now no longer the ambassador of the UK. I am no longer making America great again in the United Kingdom. I am back, and I have converted all of my pounds, baby, pounds, back into American dollars, and I'm willing to give 10 million of those, or 11 or 12 million of those. I'm ready to pay Bill Cowher as much as his current employer pays Romo. Let's just put it even that way.
Whoa.
I'm ready to get in that neighborhood.
Jeez.
That's a nice neighborhood.
Scratch
right there. Respectable neighborhood to use the Rogers
can't
phrase.
Get in that neighborhood.
Yeah. Does he say no?
Pay that man his money.
How fast can he say yes?
After
he hasn't
says
coached
this?
Since 06, by the way.
Yeah, Rich, let me ask you this. Now, like Chris just said, Coach Cowher, he's been out of the game 13, 14 seasons. Is that a guy you'd want on the Jets to lead the new regime?
Let me say this, and thank you for putting me on camera, Don. Let me look directly down the camera and say without stutter, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because the Jets need an absolute culture changer like Parcells. Just cleanse the palate, come in and say to the fan base, the owner who has been away and whose family has just put it mildly, not delivered. They're now out of the picture because I've been hired, and you know I've been hired under the construct that it's my call. I'm Bill Cowher. I just left all of that. I'm back, baby, back. And guess what? Guess what I can do? I can set the culture. I can set the level of expectation, and I can bring somebody in who's top-notch because Trevor Lawrence is coming. And that's the reason why, again, I have been pounding the table for losing every last game, because if the Jets get the second or third overall pick, Bill Cowher is not leaving television, and whoever he would bring to coordinate for Trevor Lawrence would not be interested. With all due respect to Justin Fields or whoever the kid from BYU can be, or
Kyle Trask,
all of them, name them all. They are not coming to work for the Johnson family in New York without this kid from Clemson being assured of also being there. That is the end of that. There is no reason for Bill Cowher to even twitch in the direction that'll makes Boomer Esiason talk about it on WFAN without Trevor Lawrence. Not even remotely close. The idea that he doesn't have to move out of New York and he's here in New York and whatever, that helps too, right? No, no, no. That's why they got to lose these next three games, get Trevor Lawrence in, and they'll all come. They'll all come. And if it's not Trevor Lawrence, no one's interested. No one. Certainly not of the caliber that the Jets could get with Trevor Lawrence. He's the answer. My God, he's the Messiah. And I don't want to sound like I'm in a cult, but I'm going to get...
Can you dig it?
I'm going to get that kid a gravy boat, and he's going to wear green, and we're going to go down the Canyon of Heroes together, and it's going to be amazing. Holding hands. Yes. I'll be on that float.
Settle down just a little bit.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Well, you know, in hour one when Florio called, you guys were talking about winners in the AFC East, and you went down everyone who was a winner because of the Pat situation. You guys don't win a game. Aren't you technically the biggest winners if you look at it? If Trevor Lawrence is who you believe and who everyone else believes he's going to be.
I just, you know what, and I'll just say this, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll finish the rest of the news and finish up the show. I'll just say this. I share here way too much, okay? I've already talked about how I've
eaten. We're family.
No, I know that. I've already talked about two things just involving pizza. I've eaten pizza that was mailed to me from New York City when I was a student at Michigan, and I ate it when it was snail mailed to me. And I also, when I was a senior at Michigan, ate so much pizza from the same place, they delivered an extra small bag of chips as a thank you, and I ate both of them. And I've shared too much, but I will share with you, when I am thinking about this, I don't truly linger too long about what it would mean that Trevor Lawrence would come and be the quarterback of the Jets. I really don't linger too long to think that, yes, after five decades of Earth time and being a fan, remembering it all the way back to the mid-70s, that I, too, would get to drink from the same cup that Brockman drank for 20 years with Tom Brady. I, too, would get to drink from the same cup that Chiefs fans are currently drinking from. I, too, would get to drink from the same cup that Seahawks fans have been drinking with Russell Wilson and were able to toast. That you, too, were able to drink from that cup in the 90s in Dallas, with Dallas. That I, too, would drink from the same New Orleans cup that Saints fans have been drinking with Breeze. I know it's just been one championship. Or I, too, would drink from the same cup as Green Bay fans have been drinking, the rare cup to go from Favre to pass to another goat in Rodgers. I can't linger too long because I jump out of my freaking skin. Is Cowher the right guy? I don't know. I don't know. I would just think that he's a championship Hall of Fame coach that knows how to set the standards of a locker room, of men, of guys that Dabo called a grinder, like this kid with the flowing hair that's so beautiful. The blonde and the green together would just be, what a combination. I cannot imagine having watched him run away from Ohio State defenders as I did last winter, that that would be the guy that would drop into the lap of Jets fandom. I can't linger to think about it too long if this answers your question and not sharing too much.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
Sorry about what? Sorry about what? I mean, seriously, like, this is, it stunk to watch Sunday, and it stunk to be 0-13, and it's going to be difficult to watch 0-14 right here on my doorstep, just up the road here with the Rams, but
bigger
when
picture.
It's all said and done, down the road, it is going to be the moment. Not like Sanchez, where, hey, kid did well here at USC, and maybe he could win, and Rex Ryan got close with him twice.
Mark, hey, I want you to have my cheese fries.
Not going to be like Darnold where, hey, we saw him from USC, and hopefully he's better than the previous USC guy, and we're told he's great. I seen with my own two eyes what this kid's been doing at Clemson and what he looks like and how big he is for somebody with that skill set in an NFL that is ripe for his arrival. Based on the way everybody's playing, and on top of it, just knowing how badly the Patriots would want him when you're turning the page for your yacht that you're no longer water skiing behind, that it would land on the Jets' doorstep, which is why I'm genuinely frightened about which Patriots team will be put on the field in Week 17, especially because my coach just announced Frank Gore is going to keep getting the rock for the Jets. Okay. Got it. And that concerns me because Frank has got the heart of a lion, and who would love to rip off 150 yards to not be 0-16? Somebody like that. I'd rather him like, hey, Frank, you're not really 0-16 because you're going to be benched the last 3 weeks. Sorry. Boy, I just went down a wormhole like good? I was talking about James Dolan. I do. Like, this is
passion,
like therapy. Man. This is sports therapy.
That's why people enjoy
honestly,
it. It's passion,
I hope
bro.
So. 844-204-RICH. Phone calls and finish up Chris Brockman's news update. We will get that injury information from Tampa. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show.
This week on Jaws Picks with Ron Jaworski, Peyton Manning.
This is Ron Jaworski. Today I am joined by legendary quarterback Peyton Manning. You know, in Philadelphia, Carson Wentz had a run of like 4 years of playing terrific quarterback, and all of a sudden he gets benched. How surprised are you by that?
It's probably a good year if there aren't many fans allowed at Philly Stadium when you agree. John,
you're right about that. Have you ever given thought about possibly becoming an NFL owner or a general manager of an NFL team? I've always envisioned you in that role.
Yeah, Josh, I mean, I keep looking for that $3 billion, but I just can't find it. It must be in another account that I'm not aware of. So,
hey, I got a C note in my pocket. I'll invest.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll form a group.
Download new episodes of Jaws Picks with Ron Jaworski every Wednesday and Friday on Podcast One and all your favorite podcasting platforms.
Hey, everybody. The Rich Eisen Show store is open. Go to RichEisenStore.com. Be the first on your block with one of these babies. T-shirts, both long and, of course, short sleeve in white or heather gray. We've got hats, people. And, of course, start your day with a cup of Joe and a Rich Eisen Show coffee mug. Go to RichEisenStore.com and shop your head off right now. Okay, RichEisenStore.com. Go there right now, and I am about to get in my hands the prototype of the new mask that we've got.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Black. Yeah. It's a black mask with the logo right on the front of it, and also a little one on the side. I'll get that, and as soon as I get it in here, I will wear it. I will QC it. I will wear it. I will promote it, and then keep it for myself. That's the order in which
that's how
happening.
That goes.
No, I'm just giving you. Just talking it through.
And then TJ.
I am giving myself such a laugh right now.
I actually like it too, Rich.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
I mean, Rich.
All right, Chris, I went down a bit of a...
You did. No, it's all good.
Sorry, Chris, spot. I jumped in there too. My bad.
Hey, okay. Man. You know what, guys? It's all good.
Let's get back. We don't need to give you the open one more time.
Let him be disrespected again, Rich.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
So what is the injury news from Tampa that we need to know about? Do you have that information, sir?
Okay. Tampa injury news. Ronald Jones has a broken pinky.
Oh, but he could still carry the rock, right?
Yeah. So they're waiting to see if they're going to have to put a pin in it, and then what that means, you know, pain tolerance, how he holds the ball, whatever, et cetera.
Okay. Do you remember when DeMarco Murray broke his hand in his huge season?
Yeah. Like,
and Jason Garrett kept saying he's going to keep playing, he's going to play, and there he was with like his hand bandaged, and they kept him in there like fourth quarter, beating the crap out of the Jaguars. He's still running the ball. I remember we were sitting there in game day morning, like, what the hell are they doing? They got to have Ronald Jones. Does anybody know why there was a healthy scratch for
Leonard Fournette?
Leonard Fournette?
Not sure.
But LeSean McCoy was at 32, fresh legs.
Look good.
What else over there?
Another injury thing during the Chiefs game. Tyreek Hill only got two touches, both touchdowns. Did you see how he pulled up lame kind of on the one? Just a cramp, nothing to do with his hamstring, so he should be fine. A little scare there. Some quarterback news. Minshew Mania's back, guys. Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone said Gardner Minshew is going to start against the Ravens next week.
Okay.
Let me tell you about Gardner Minshew, man.
You can't say that they're not trying to find the right guy there.
Yeah, they're trying.
They want Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, their guy is in
the
South Carolina.
Worst way. They want him in the worst way. They have to have him in the worst way. He would totally fill up that stadium with all of those fans in Duval County, right there in SEC country, just down the road from ACC country. They've seen him. They know it.
We got to find this out. Can you maybe text NFL Research? If the Jets and Jaguars have the same record, who has the losing tiebreak to get the first overall pick?
Okay, I'm going to take a look at this right now because the way the NFL playoff picture breaks this thing down, and they're in last place right now. The Jets. I want to get this right. Their conference record, as we all know, is 0-10. If the Jets lose a game the rest of the way, if they lose or if they win, they'd have to beat the Rams, which ain't happening. Because then the Jets are finishing up after they lose the Rams at two games in conference. They're not beating the Rams.
They're not. No.
So if they win, it would be a conference game, and that would be even. It would probably have to go down to it's going to be Jacksonville because the Jets' strength of schedule is better.
So strength of opponents gives the Jets the tiebreaker?
I think so. Their strength of schedule, the Jets have a better strength of schedule, so that actually benefits them. I don't know if you could tell right now with the way I'm talking. I don't know the answer to it. And I don't want to find out. Just keep losing. I don't want to spend the time about if that and but it's in their hands. I don't have a crystal ball, Chris.
Oh, nice.
Okay?
Nice.
It is what it is, and I'm only talking about the losses that are here. And the losses that are here are Rams, Browns, Patriots.
Yep.
Us sucking.
No, that's our fantasy teams this
yeah,
weekend.
That's all of us.
So,
yeah, don't even think about it. Rich,
I don't need to think about if the Jets win or not.
All right, some other quarterback news. Doug Peterson's going to go with Jalen Hurts next week.
But he has not committed
Arizona.
For the rest of the season.
Rest of the season, just this week. Sean Payton was asked about Drew Brees possibly returning to practice this week. Quote, we'll see. So no guarantee there as Drew comes back from 48 broken ribs, et cetera. Stephen Jones was on the radio today in Dallas, asked about Mike McCarthy. There will be absolutely no change with Coach McCarthy. I'm surprised that someone would word that question in an unprecedented situation and everybody's been in. If you look at his track record, his pedigree, he's won, you're in, you're out. We have the utmost confidence that this ship is going to be righted quickly.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
So Mike McCarthy back in Dallas in 2021.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah. That tells you all you need to know. Cowboys fans don't want him.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right, some college news. Some college news.
Auburn fired Gus Malzahn on Sunday.
Really?
After 8 seasons. Oh, nearly a $22 million buyout for him.
That's a lot of boosters who wanted him out.
Yeah. And in the Pac-12, Pac-12 championship game this weekend was supposed to be Washington and USC. Washington out, replaced with Oregon. Washington doesn't have enough players eligible to play.
By the way, USC is in the running for teams that haven't played nearly as much as SEC and ACC teams to jump in and take the final playoff spot. Did you watch the end of the USC-UCLA game this weekend?
I did not.
Coop and I caught the end of that. UCLA goes up with 50 seconds to go. USC marches right down the field and wins the game on a touchdown.
Wow.
Which, according to what I saw on Twitter, headlined by Big Cat, was unnecessary with the exception of covering. It was a wild finish.
Look, man.
Dude, I cannot blame Dabo Swinney for saying
no.
Any team that plays half the games as we have making it, you're staring down the barrel of Ohio State beating Northwestern and you lose to Notre Dame and you're out. I would be squawking like crazy.
Yeah.
We'll hit this a little bit more as tomorrow night is the final before the final games playoff rankings. It'll be the same.
All right, two more
things. Exception of Florida because they threw a shoe at LSU. Sorry, go for it, Chris.
The dumbest penalty maybe I've ever seen.
Right?
That was insane. He threw the shoe like 20 yards.
I mean, right.
What are you doing?
NBA real quick. James Harden still wants to be traded despite the arrival of John Wall.
Yeah.
However, he is actually going to play tomorrow in the Rockets preseason
game. Of course
he
is. He's got 2 years left on his contract. What's he going to do? Hold out?
Yeah,
until what? Until what?
Well, what's the point of him playing in the preseason?
Unless his agent can get Daryl Morey to give up somebody named Embiid or Simmons, unless his representation can get Pat Riley to give up
Bam and Hero or whoever. Yeah.
That's his problem. It was an easy swap for Russ.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as easy for James. Not even close.
And then lastly, you saw this yesterday, the Cleveland Indians plan to drop the Indians nickname here. But the owner just said not too long ago that the team is still going to play under Indians in 2021. No new name has been chosen yet. No interim name, so it's not going to be the Cleveland baseball team or anything. However, Tribe is not a future option.
Ugh. Could have had a whole group of Hebrew fans all over the place. I understand that you can't have anything that still connotes Native American name. I understand. But you could basically say we're calling it the Tribe because we respect the fifth night of Hanukkah. Mike Davis on night four of Hanukkah, he did his best for my fantasy team. But
he did, too. I played against him. He knocked me out.
He knocked me out, too. Yep. Thanks, Mazel Tov, Mike. Yep.
Knocked me out.
Wish that oil would have
Members
just
of the Tribe, ladies and gentlemen. Members of the Tribe. You know,
Start him?
Get Gabe Kapler to manage him.
Gabe Kapler.
They still have Tito.
Francona. He's not a Jew.
No, that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this over baseball acumen. I'm just saying this as a Jewish person.
Of course. This offends you, the Jewish community? Yeah.
One of the greatest of all time. I want to thank Mike Florio, Travis Kelce, and Jim Irsay for appearing on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Joe Thomas will be on tomorrow's program to discuss the exploits of the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens tonight. Also on this show tomorrow, Christopher Nolan will be on this program. The director of Tenet, The Dark Knight. We'll talk movies with this guy. Be fantastic. Can't wait for that. Chris Brockman. Oh, you got 60 seconds to go. What are you playing music for?
Oh, I was excited. Sorry.
He just decided.
My God. You want us to get up and dance, Mike? I mean, what do you want us to do? Not even paying attention.
I got excited, Rich.
No, I am wrapping up. You're right.
You got in the wrapping. I started getting really into
the final poll results over there. What do you got?
Which current wildcard team would you not want to see in the playoffs? You wouldn't want to play against them. 29% Seattle.
Yes.
27% Bucks.
Yes.
26% Colts. 18% Browns.
We are absolutely going to ask this question again tomorrow. We are absolutely going to ask this question tomorrow. And it will be a different result. Why am I all in on the Browns? I don't know. I'm not sure. I feel it. Feeling you. Shaker Heights. We'll be back in a second on Peacock. See you on the radio tomorrow.